or Congo.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
In other news in detail, four people have died in separate road traffic accidents recorded yesterday in Muchinga, central and southern provinces. The incidents also left several people injured. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said in Muchinga province, a fatal road traffic accident occurred around 07 hours along the Great North Road near Mufuwoshi village, about 40 kilometers south of Impika district. Mr. Chilavi said the Toyota Land Cruiser registration number CAD8947, driven by Richard Mvanga, 44, of Lusaka, lost control due to excessive speed and overturned. He said one passenger, Gabriel Chisha, 40, died upon arrival at Chilonga Mission Hospital, while three other occupants sustained injuries. Mr. Chilavi has added that in Central Province, another fatal road traffic accident occurred around 17 hours in the Katanino area along the Ndola-Kapirimposhi Highway.
In Central Province, a fatal road traffic accident occurred around 17 hours in Katanino area along the Ndola-Kapirimposhi Highway. A Haiga public service bus owned by LG Tangela's registration number DCE9972, driven by Simon Chari, age 50, of Kitwe and carrying 64 passengers, collided with a stationary Mitsubishi Canter registration number SCV5089. The Mitsubishi Canter had reportedly broken down and was parked off the carriageway beyond the yellow line on the left side facing north.
Government has assured the nation that cadres who attacked former Mazabuka Member of Parliament Gary Nkombo will appear before the courts despite concerns over their release on police bonds shortly after their arrest. Speaking during a media briefing, Ministry of Information and Media Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana said the country will never return to the days when political cadres were more powerful than police officers, stressing that the law will apply equally regardless of political affiliation. Mr. Kawana has urged the youth not to allow themselves to be used as political tools, saying politicians encouraging violence should first send their own children to the streets before asking others to fight political opponents. He said that President Hakainde Hichilema remains committed to peaceful, free and credible elections, adding that he has so far delivered on key promises, including the creation of more than 1.1 million jobs.
It is important to state that Zambia will not go back to the dark days. The dark days where political violence was the norm, where political violence was the order of the day. The dark days where political party cadres, especially those that belong to the ruling party, were more powerful than the police. The nation will do well to recall that not too long ago, we are coming from an era.
Oxfam Zambia says that gender-based violence in the country is increasingly taking on new forms, driven by the rise of technology, with social media abuse and online harassment worsening the situation. Organization programs and policy manager Faith Ninja said the increase in reported cases also reflects improved awareness, with more survivors now coming forward to report violations. She said despite progress in legal frameworks such as the Anti-Gender-Based Violence Act of 2011, gaps remain in implementation, including the delayed operationalization of the GBV fund and the limited availability of safe houses for survivors. Ms. Ninja has called for stronger enforcement of cyber laws, improved survivor support systems, and increased investment in protection services to address the evolving nature of gender-based violence in Zambia.
The recent one, which is now becoming very prominent, the technology facilitated gender-based violence. With the current social media buzz and, you know, a lot of social media issues that we are facing, GBV now has taken another twist. And, you know, most of the people might not think they are perpetuating GBV with the negative comments that they would put on social media, with the negative, wordings that they would write on social media, and any other technology that people can abuse.
The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center says the Electoral Commission of Zambia should carry out its constitutional mandate in a transparent manner as the country heads towards the August polls. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Goma said this is critical in maintaining Zambia's image as a peaceful nation. Mr. Goma said international observers are closely monitoring the electoral process, adding that the ECZ must ensure that no one is disenfranchised during the elections. He said this also calls for the ECZ to enforce the electoral code of conduct fairly and equally among all political players.
Commission must bear in mind that elections can divide and destroy a country if not properly handled. And we therefore wish the Commission that we are now living in a world of disinformation, and it's important that the Commission is equal to make sure that time and time and again they engage stakeholders and also address the nation on what is happening. Because there is so much disinformation in Zambia where you can't even know what to believe, what to see. We only want to wait for the Commission to give its verdict and the directive. And we hope that the Commission, their law is to conduct elections and declare the winner in a transparent and credible way. They should also bear in mind that the international community has already arrived in the country.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Rural Electrification Authority says the private sector plays a crucial role in helping the country attain universal access to electricity by 2030. REA Chief Executive Officer Alex Mbomba said power projects are capital intensive, adding that collaboration remains critical in expanding electricity access. Engineer Mbomba said the country has adopted an inclusive approach to ensure that more households are connected to electricity. He said Zambia is on the right trajectory towards achieving access to electricity for all Zambians.
Various aspects that are all contributing to the same target of universal access by 2030. So issue of affordability, issue of viability, for example. So part of what we do, for example, is if we see that the off-grid, for example, needs to be managed in terms of cost, then through this program, we, for example, provide a capital subsidy of 50%, so that when now the private sector comes to implement its project, it's not charging the full cost of the projects that they have undertaken on the customer, because part of it has been paid for through this partnership that we have with World Bank, with EU, with C4O.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Three Red Cross volunteers died in the Democratic Republic of Congo from suspected Ebola, likely caught while managing dead bodies, the organization has said. They are believed to have contracted Ebola on 27 March while working in the eastern region of Ituri on a project unrelated to the virus before the outbreak was identified. The volunteers are among the first known victims of DR Congo's Ebola outbreak, which has resulted in more than 200 suspected deaths and more than 850 suspected cases. The BBC has more on other global stories. European leaders have strongly criticized Russia's huge overnight attack on Ukraine, which involved hundreds of drones and missiles. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas, said Russia was seeking to terrorize Ukraine, condemning Moscow's reported use of a hypersonic Oreshnik ballistic missile. Ukrainian officials say four people were killed in Kyiv and the surrounding area. One Ukrainian MP, Lisa Yasko, told the BBC what it was like in the capital. A train carrying military personnel has been attacked in the city of Quetta in southwestern Pakistan. At least 20 people are reported dead. Some figures put the number much higher. Many are critically wounded. The force of the blast threw several carriages off the track, setting them ablaze. Nearby cars and houses were also damaged. The Balochistan Liberation Army says it carried out the attack. An Australian woman from the Gaza-bound aid flotilla raided by Israeli forces on Monday has told the BBC she was physically and sexually assaulted in detention. Juliette Lamont's interview included graphic allegations.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
In sports news, departing Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola said he hoped his successor could be true to themselves, warning that any attempt to find a carbon copy of him would likely backfire. Guardiola, who led City to six Premier League titles, a Champions League triumph, and the Club World Cup will leave at the end of the season after a decade.